Not
Beach.
Not Beach.
It's the innocent.
Who cares?
Some
prison.
Some guy. Some tough guy. Smart enough.
I'll tell them about in prisons on wherever the hell I'm from, where they know how to treat prisoners.
So what do you say?
We do have jurisdiction if we believe that the planetary government has been compromised, and that seems a possibility right now. We've received a distress signal from this planet, and then we've been told that everything's fine.
Call that proof?
That's not great.
Oh, oh, so you're mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
There is no. Everything's under control.
I'm willing to take the chance that it's not. What's your rank?
So walk guard.
Yeah.
And so walk guard. The real question is if you want to cooperate or if you want to be one of the people who gets in big trouble and find out what's going on.
Yeah. It depends what you want to do.
I want to know what's going on.
There was a small prison break.
Where did the distress signal come from?
I do not know anything about the distress signal.
Where's the rest of the prisoners? We only see 100 over there. There's supposed to be almost 400.
They must be in the morning. It is daylight, right?
Yeah.
They are in the morning.
Go back up to the ship. Have we got a voice print on that distress signal yet, Ensign?
No, sir. All I got was the message was sent with a
mining
War 5 carrier with. So it's about a week old.
How long ago did this break here occur?
3 years.
And this just predates this prison break, yeah. So it clearly came from the ancient Mayans. We have to get over there.
We should work. We're just being distracted by this. Incas are in trouble.
I want to talk to some of the prisoners when they're hauled out.
Okay.
How many are in there?
24.
There are 2 prisoners right there, by the way.
Good point. Oh. No.
Pick them up.
Yeah. I want to listen private.
Okay.
Oh. No. Wiki wiki.
Huh? What?
Keep your antenna out. Or.
We'll have antennas. You can have a lot of stories for
me. Okay.
Just need
I weigh one of them.
Oh, okay.
I weigh one of what?
Meaning, you're one of them. So he seems a bit disoriented.
Howdy. My name is Lieutenant J.G. Clancy Evans of the USS Discovery, and this is Lieutenant. Are you changing here or not? Just
no.
Lieutenant Crystal of the USS Discovery. Why did you break out of the prison?
Are you startling? Thank God!
Why did you break out of the prison?
Oh, let's see. But anyway,
Did I miss the short circuit to us of the adventure? Well, that was a problem as soon as you put me in command.
Sure enough. The Romulans have taken over the Fakino colony.
Really?
The Paragus. Well, actually, you're talking away from me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do the penal colony staff know this?
Of course. They've been taken over.
So they're sort of being mind controlled?
Sort of mind control.
It's the way it usually works.
Yeah, and when they attacked,
how long ago?
About a week ago. When they attacked,
they didn't leave the prisoner there.
Uh-huh. When they attacked, we took in this confusion, you know, was blood.
So who exactly is under control?
They call the penal staff.
Okay, so even the guards that are here.
They penal some more.
Yeah, they're probably under control.
Have you considered shipping more prisoners?
I want to for penal enlargement. I want to see if I can check one of the, you know, poke at one of the guards' heads and see if he's, you know, being controlled or something.
Okay. I'll just have to bluff you.
Eight. So I can make that more accurate.
Why do the prisoners care? Why do the prisoners care this much?
Because of what they're on, what they're doing. Mind control is never a good thing.
So with an 8, he seems.
Pinkish.
No, he's actually. I mean, he's. He doesn't even think about anything except, you know, capturing the rhythm.
Okay, that's.
I mean, he's not, you know, he doesn't have idle thoughts.
Hey,
he
seems street policing.
Yeah, hot.
Sit down your jumpsuit a little bit and then see if he thinks of anything other than capturing the prisoners. That would be rude.
That's a fine looking woman, he thinks.
So why do you care that the Romulans are taking over? Shit, that wasn't in the adventure.
No.
Yeah.
So after we all left, we came back, we saw the Romulans killing all the Nazis.
Did they do this all quickly, or have they been doing it slowly over the last however long?
They can always
that.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know what the Romulans' purpose is here?
No. Perhaps
to can
take over penal colony technology.
Yeah.
They want the ancient minds. Always
about the ancient minds. It is. Can I detect what, or can I try to tell what kind of mind control might be going on, or you know, interfere with it somehow, or?
Nothing you've seen. I mean, it's not like you guys do it.
Right.
Before when you're, you know, red stuff, usually it has the same symptoms, but it doesn't have the telltale signs that someone actually can come with.
Okay.
So it could just be like it's
okay.
Without. So he's not being controlled right now.
Right.
As far as you can tell.
But he's clearly been given some sort of directions.
Yeah. So some folks in my extension or whatever.
Okay. Any idea how many Romulans there were? But there were warbird in the area? So
no,
given that it's some sort of suggestive thing, is there some way to knock them out of it so that then we can maybe ask them, you know, how did you get?
Maybe. You could try. I mean, if you think it's synthesis, you could try it. Break the mind control, or if you think it could be something like
first
a Vulcan mind mill. I think someone can do that.
Okay.
Most cases probably won't.
Okay.
If it's just telepathy, you can try to break the mind.
Okay. Or if it's some sort of drug.
Yeah, then you can just pull a drug.
Okay.
Woo-hoo.
But I need a guard to mess with.
So. Yeah.
Okay. So I'll tell you that, you know.
So you thought pattern. They finally get to like the main room or something.
Okay.
I draw my gun.
Right. There is some fire. There are like two people left. Two of the convicts left. Trying to hold up the guard.
Wait. Hold.
They're not. Like,
everybody else is in active control right now.
I'll tell the guards to hold their fire. I'll get them out of there.
Okay.
I'll yell over. Hey, it's the Federation. Lieutenant, blah, 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 Pertham.
Don't you run ensign?
Oh, yeah. It's ensign, blah, 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 Pertham.
Is that all Pertham?
Yeah.
We've heard of you. Please don't kill us. Oh my god! Alright, then we're coming out.
What? Wait.
We'll come out.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Yet. What? I'll phone you.
Yes.
I'll say, I just made contact with the prisoners. They've offered to come out.
Well, go ahead and take them prisoner. We've been in contact with the prisoner too, and it's enlightening.
Okay. Yep. Come on out.
Okay. So they come out. The guards don't shoot them. Well, they don't have their weapons. The guards don't shoot them. Tom Harris.
You're kidding.
I'm kidding.
No.
What? He was arrested?
Who knows?
What the hell are you doing here, I say?
You're nothing. But, and I say, and your name, sir?
I'm Tom
Ferris. Oh, alright. okay, then what the hell are you doing here? I thought maybe you were undercover. I'll walk.
And they shoot
down. I'll walk. I'll say, hold on there. To the guards. Mm-hmm. And I'll walk forward to Tom Ferris.
The guards are like going to the prisoner and calling him back out.
Hey, he's there. I'll walk over and ask him what's going on.
We're going to want to take some action well before they start hauling people outside.
Okay. So he tells you pretty much the same thing as the prisoner's coming. Ron was invaded.
What the hell are you doing
here?
Oh,
what is he doing here? Kind of long story, quick start. He captured. Yeah.
Okay. But I know who he is.
Yeah.
Okay, so the prisoners are the good guys, the guards are the bad guys.
We don't know that. He just said he left Starfleet and joined the Maquis. And got thrown in jail for it. He left Starfleet and joined a terrorist organization and is now in jail serving time for it.
Hmm. That's true.
But he did say the Romulans have taken over.
But it could be a clever Maquis trick.
Sure, he could have briefed everybody to say the same thing.
But then he probably wouldn't have told you that he joined the Maquis.
I'll collect the whatever guns from the prisoners who got up.
Okay. Do you collect the extra guns?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Meanwhile, as this
trying to I'll start walking up with the prisoners.
Okay, looks like we gotta take down these three out here while we can before the rest come back.
Why?
George to Roger in control.
Oh, we could just let them get us back.
They have been ordered to capture the prisoners and bring them back. Mm-hmm. That's as far as their orders go. So. I'm sure the Romulans are still back there, though.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I didn't scan for alien life forms.
But we can go back with them. Well, the ship will scan for Romulans. How many are there?
Or ask the prisoner, how many Romulans are there? Ensign, could you scan for Romulans?
Romulans? Where?
Shield
up!
Are you sitting in my chair? Get out of my chair!
put shields up is probably a good idea. Scan for Romulus in the penal colony, and then do a scan for a cloaked Romulan ship.
Okay.
Shield up.
We'll pick the one.
Meanwhile, the Romulan ship.
It found us! Oh, it's fire!
Oh, well,
yeah,
the
shield
the
up. Cares. I don't know what to do. So he goes back. Oh, nope, no Romulus. Everything seems fine. We're up, you know, 30. Is everybody off a red alert?
Great. Maintain a yellow.
Okay.
That means changing the bulbs.
Change the bulbs. Okay, we can go back with them.
How many guns do I have?
Six. Okay. Okay, so you go back to the guard?
I am, yeah.
So, we're going to see if we can figure out what's going on. You're talking to me when I'm outside?
Okay.
Romulus, some type of mind control. See if we can find the mind control and end it and find the Romulus.
Okay. Would you like to shoot these?
They don't number us.
Paris, what the hell are you doing here?
No, I got to put the penal colony.
I knew my career was over. And then I was putting around for a while. I hooked up with some people. What about lucrative spy business? Transporting shoes.
Just a chat.
Yeah. A little bit of trouble with the drawings, of course. It's all misunderstanding.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay.
You're not checking your messages very often?
That wasn't it. Here, it's next week.
Hello? Right. Well, it, first of all, it's only just me. Who's not here?
It's conference to end it.
Yeah, who's not?
Theoretically, the speakerphone button didn't seem to work.
If he had a remote control dice roller.
Well, maybe he'll use the only other kind of noise. With us. Yeah, my brother's trying to get
out. Chris Van Harnwine is it.
Yeah, well, why was that bloody? Duh. I don't think he likes it.
Yeah, I'll just skip my brother's wedding.
Which brother? Okay.
Oldest.
Was that really the oldest?
Yeah, I mean, like,
of my brother.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's right.
He's doing his PhD at UCLA, and she's
okay.
Thinking our muscle.
Okay.
Isn't the wedding somewhere far off?
LA.
Right.
She go to school in L.A. also?
Mm-hmm.
She go to school in
okay.
L.A. also? Okay.
Okay.
A little lame for
she a worker?
The problem is you and you were my brother. Yeah, he's also running well. So. Yeah. He was going to fly that before.
Yeah, she could have gone to basically anywhere she wanted to. If she wanted to go close to home.
That's fine.
For some reason, she didn't want to go to UCLA or USC. Brains, no common sense.
Mm, that's fine.
Good fucking comment. She scored enough to 90 or something.
Okay.
Hold that hand to hand cap.
That's good. 99th percentile usually is.
So I was going
on the SAT.
Okay.
I mean, it means 99% of the people did worse than you.
Okay. But I mean, that doesn't get you.
Yeah.
Well, there is no
percentile.
That's true.
But an
RV to that. She did the best that she measured over.
An RV 1 week? How was the long term?
She didn't get a perfect score, but she got a.
Okay.
You know, she has a patent in biochem.
Why the patent in computer science?
Taking an RV out, it's probably.
Do you or does Oracle?
Do you need it? All I'm going to do is drive it fast.
Oracle anymore. Has one in my name and gave you $5,000 or something.
Yeah.
For what?
Let's see.
They were just they were looking for patents, so I filled it out for two of them. I think one of them got accepted.
My newest favorite patent is the one for three-dimensional representations of shared worlds transmitted over the internet that people log into with client programs to access the servers that maintain them.
Everfoot's patent.
No, it's another company, but it clearly applies to tens of thousands of games out there from EverQuest to Diablo 2. It's one of the most ridiculous fans I'd ever heard since I was a spreadsheet fan. And they are trying to start suing people with it.
Yeah. It worked out because the cool thing, I should do it again because I didn't really know the way it worked, so I signed up me and
find out
under one or two other people as co-inventors, which is you can sign up as many people as you want, and they all get whatever $3,000 or whatever it was.
Cool.
So it's just bonus money. Possibly. Sign up for.
You want to leave on. Okay. Sure. Okay. It won't. Okay, find out. I'm sure I'll be going away. Okay.
Let me leave around here, though. So, Mento. AI and sexy beast.
Send out an email. The lines and everything. I don't think it's going to be a
problem. It's a lot more comfortable to go cross country in an RV than a car.
This is kind of like
Milwaukee, probably the 9-1.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe Milwaukee is up by the northwesternmost Great Lakes.
You did, Dave. The ship exploded.
Milwaukee's just north of Chicago.
You're right, it is. I don't know where I am.
Okay.
Somewhere south of that.
Southwest. Sure.
West of Illinois, so. But it's northwest of Illinois, so.
Okay.
From here,
it's probably fine.
Yeah, so that's. Yeah, if Milwaukee's north of Chicago, then it's north of Illinois. So.
Hey, hey. What? He said something about, can't think of any days, straight on the way to the human army or a car. Well,
it's like a 3-day drive minimum.
It's
300 miles? 1,000 miles?
No, 1,000 miles.
So 2,000 miles, 24 hours. That means he's going about 80 miles an hour all the time.
It's 40 hours roughly.
Either way, we're supposed to go all the way. So.
It's roughly 40 hours in Ryan.
I know we did in a week when we came out from Illinois, but we did not. Some sightseeing on the way.
Oh, the four of us.
So are we, we're not attacking?
No, unless you have an opinion of why it's a really good idea.
No, I think we probably have a report to start with before we go in.
Sure. Send a encoded report up to the ship.
All right. So you trudge back to the base, to colony, and the prisoners are all taken to the barracks. And parade choir and escort you.
I'm looking for any big pulsing machines that might be being used to mind control only the staff and not the prisoners.
Is it perception? Search perception.
I'm looking for anybody who's an alien.
Okay, I'll take the search perception.
I'm going to use receptive telepathy and see if I
can take up anything.
Take up anything.
Sure.
Eight.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Eight.
Just somebody who stands on the wall and says
eight.
You don't see anything, any big glowy thing. It's obvious. Just standard, the standard antennas and machinery and stuff.
Eight.
You don't see any aliens other than people you just brought in. Or capitalism aliens.
Uh-oh.
But there are, you don't actually see that many people. There are, like, some guards. And you don't see any other prisoners in there.
Also eight.
Eight?
You don't.
You don't hear anything.
Okay. So, I'll tell the prisoners that I'll need to interview them all. I tell all the prisoners I'll need to interview them tomorrow.
Okay.
Keep at least one guard on those non-humans. I don't think anyone else can kill.
No, that's why I was announcing them. So I have to interview them tomorrow.
So chances of them being killed go down sharply.
What's wrong with these? Okay. So you... So you walk into the administration building, and then right, he's off on the door. Head office, and goes inside.
They didn't sense me running. No, I'm glad you had to send stuff there.
Actually,
not player characters out there. Try to keep those receptive open in case anything.
What's wrong? How about the
involved? If I get mind control, I'll be more
ready. Involved door, what's our, the name of our captain?
I don't know. Captain.
Patrick. Yeah,
for sure. Oh, okay. So if you want me to take out whoever's most dangerous, mention Captain Patricos.
So Ray goes in to talk to the warden. They said we'll just take a minute.
Excellent. Any coffee?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Not really coffee.
All drink cheap.
So it's just
green coffee. Beautiful.
It's kind of crowded in the. Well, you brought your security guards with you, so it's kind of crowded in the. You know, the lobby.
Are all their security guards with them?
They're only four. Four security guards. Kind of watching you guys.
How many security guards do we have now? Five, right?
Yeah. It's a full comment here.
Yeah, why don't it's kind of stuffy in here. Why don't you three whip it out into the hall?
I start fiddling with my tricorder.
Okay.
I don't want to pick up any signals that go out from that room right there.
Okay.
I'll walk over to the coffee machine.
Right. Well, something.
I keep my antenna out.
After a few minutes, make a personal equipment.
So, perception?
Sure.
Okay.
You don't have to worry. So,
why did that?
Right. So Ray comes out. Was it just going to be you three, or did you want to bring your
security? Us three, I'll be fine.
Okay, then you can go in. Because otherwise, you can go in.
Yeah.
So Ray leaves you outside.
So there are three now outside in the hallway. There are two guards in this little antechamber room, right?
That
right.
Mm-hmm.
The two guards. Four there's in the antechamber. So three of you are outside. And Ray, the warden, you three in his office.
I'll yell to the three outside. Yeah, come on in and relax. We're clearing out.
Okay. So you walk in. It's a pretty big office. With a nice desk and chairs and stuff.
More than a big phone?
George Costanza.
I'm looking for at least Kramer.
Where is a normal person? Well, he's not particularly big. He's kind of like normal. And there's a. There's a metal door. It's yours. The wooden desk on the right, on the left, versus the
Imperial Romulan seal.
Actually, it's a tapestry of the Federation seal. The United Federation.
Yeah! I say it when I see it. That's the stuff.
You gotta be loyal.
It's like having one of those little bumper stickers in the back of your spaceship that says, I support the local police or whatever.
So the warden sit down. Feel free to sit down or
stand. Apologies for disturbing you. We just accidentally ran into your little prison problem there. Thought we'd help bring the prisoners back. Hope you don't feel like we're stepping on your toes or anything.
Does the warden's brain seem funny?
I'm going to reset the toe.
Funny, huh? Funny queer.
Clear.
Seven.
He just seems to be worried about getting you. You know, I was there. That's who I am. Normal life under the
Huh?
Normal life under the Romulan oppression. You don't get that.
That's a little security officer's room there. I mean, wait, that doesn't work as well as a little engineer's room. That's the bathroom? I asked. Point to the door.
No. Oh.
Well, all right. I'll hold it then.
Thank you for the aid you provided last month.
No problem.
Let me assure you that everything now is under control. As planet bound civilians can do their job just as long as they're
Yeah, absolutely. We wouldn't have even been down here, but it's like one of those prisoners sent off a distress signal or something before they took off, which, you know, just confused us.
I think according to Rex, sir, we need to find the prisoner who did that.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, you might be right. 117.32.
We probably need to do some sort of... If I can have everybody speak in, all the prisoners, if I can just get a couple of words from them, they can say the same thing over and over again. It shouldn't take too long.
Congratulations.
I'm sure we have. Take them early. Whatever supposed transmission we got.
Actually, that's much more difficult to match. There's usually, even with modern technology, usually the vocal inflection, and ideally they would be saying the same words, which are whatever, mayday, mayday. Unless you have a tape of everybody saying mayday, mayday on the carbon diode crystalline media, I'm afraid we need to get everybody live.
If it wouldn't be too much trouble, because we're just going to get in trouble with our second in command if we...
Of course.
If we don't do this.
Right.
Yeah, we might get in trouble.
But didn't you just say...
I told you what you said.
How did you hear it?
How did you hear it?
But that isn't what I meant. I'll have my man go record maybe from each of the prisoners.
I appreciate it. It's just stupid, starkly regulation.
It's great. Yeah.
Of course, I know how to do more.
Oh, God. Is there anything we can do to help while we're here and wasting your guards' time doing that?
No, everything. Well. We don't have our needs right now.
Great.
Just a little prison break. And everything will settle back to normal. Sure.
Damn prisoner.
What's the thing you need?
Not bad. Anyway, thanks for your time. Can we have some chorus to hang out in while we're waiting for those tapes? I mean, we could get some pumpkins down and set up in your work yard if you'd prefer.
Yeah, we can provide some quarters in another restroom, just say.
Great.
If you don't want to stay in shift, that's fine.
Cramp, too many of us.
Okay. So he has Ray escort you over to show you the way.
I'll ask him. I'll write down. What did the message say? Mayday, mayday, or something?
This is a distress signal.
Okay. So if I'll tell him if they could say their full name, and then the this is a distress signal
or whatever it was exactly.
Yeah. Okay. In quotes.
Well, just a little part of it.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was just that.
There was a lot more than that, but just the first five or six words.
Okay. Yeah, this is a distress signal.
Okay. So he shows you to some of the guest quarters.
Okay.
If you're going to insist on going around arms, I would do it a policy that we should stay in there. So that the prisoners will accidentally jump into the closet.
They could accidentally do that. That's power.
We'll make sure our weapons don't get out to the prisoners accidentally. David Pickering isn't there.
Computer, would you like me to verify, or would you like me to make sure that person's dead? Yes, please do.
Alright,
I did a scan for bugs.
Make a
perception?
Yeah.
Six. That must be a seven.
Okay. No electronic eavesdropping devices.
Did you hear how carefully he said electronic eavesdropping devices?
Uh-huh. The old glass on the wall.
Right. So what do we do?
Security guard was there. Or did you send an extra ship by there?
We got the cars.
Okay. So they're in the next room?
Yeah.
They're in the plane cars.
I'm going to try to do a scan for Romulans too, to see if I show up anything more than the ship sensors did.
Okay.
Seven.
Nope, I'm wrong.
I'll show Shannon the sack full of guns.
Well, we just have to make sure those don't accidentally get the prisoners.
Well, no problem. I'm not sure the prisoners don't accidentally jump me.
Fuckers.
I'm a fatal goose. We knew that.
So it appears that the Romulans are probably in control, but we don't know how. We don't know where they are, and we don't know why.
Are there any strange energy sources?
I guess can't say.
Sure.
I was trying it visually before, and that wasn't helpful.
Trying to look for strange energy sources.
That's it, Beaver.
There's a Honda generator in the middle of the courtyard.
Ten.
The main hospital building has a expensive one.
Oh. That's cool. I'm feeling kind of peckish.
I want to take the hospital.
I
want to take the two dehydrated guards over to the hospital. So.
We'll find out.
No, you're not.
All right.
You know what you're still.
If you feel fine, you have to do 1,000 sit-ups.
Oh, I feel bad.
Exactly.
Actually, you two, you look really tired.
Good idea.
Okay. Do you think the guards are in the hospital?
Yeah. Why don't I go?
You're not dehydrated.
I have to run.
I'll go play cards with the guards.
Okay.
You're not back in 2 hours? We'll do something.
Sure.
You're just attacking.
You'll switch to switch to Remy.
Here's the sack full again.
Great.
Okay, so you go to the hospital?
Yep.
There is a doctor there.
Okay.
What seems to be the problem here?
These two are dehydrated.
It's type 1 phase for the little ones, right?
Yeah.
I bring my type 1 phaser.
Okay. Okay, how are you going to put this to IV?
Okay.
We'll follow you.
I asked, you know, while I'm here, if I can, you know, look around, see what the visiting doctor.
Of course, I can have one of our nurses give you the tour.
Sure. Do you have anything for dysentery?
Yeah, we can give you some pills. Probably No, sit up you on the bar.
Could I borrow a bathroom then?
Sure. So the nurse thing, though, you're in the bathroom.
Yeah, I'll sit in the bathroom and I'll play with my tricorder.
That was a weird sentence. Starts there.
Yeah,
that's not what you call it.
Take a reading on my tricorder.
And I'll just keep my antenna out wandering around the hospital.
Make a search perception. Okay, seven. So the nurse shows you most of the hospitals. So this one, actually.
Okay.
Well, I'll do have danger sense, right?
Yes, I do.
My God,
you're in danger.
3 seconds before. So you walk into the observing room. So make sure it's pretty rough.
Okay.
To the rest of the room. Because it's cold. You can put these drawn back. Make it a tripod roll.
See an energy. What is that personal equipment?
Jet.
Is it perception?
Yeah.
8.
What are you looking for?
I would actually be looking for where the source of that sensor block is.
Oh, okay. There's a generator room in the middle of the building. So that's where it's being generated, sir.
Okay. Let's see. I'll get up, sneak out of the bathroom.
Cell phone. You have your arm off?
Yeah. Is it loud?
It's, yeah, a little. It's louder than normal.
I'll take my armor off and put it in the stall where I was.
Okay.
And lock the stall and go under.
Okay.
Or over. Over.
Over. You're huge.
Huh?
Okay.
I don't know, sir. He's just locked his armor in the stall and is climbing out.
Do the tricorder or do the whatever communication devices, are they clear?
No. Well, do you trust them?
Huh? No. I mean, if I left my communication device in the stall, so that if somebody comes along and asks somebody else, like, where Shannon is, to go like, still working on it, give me a break here, all right? and somebody comes along.
No, you can tell this is communicated.
Okay. Crystal clear. All right, well then, I'll just, yeah, I'll go over the top.
Okay.
And, I'll look for, with the tricorder, I'll look and see if anybody's, you know, passed in the hallway or whatever.
No. I'm going to leave up now.
Is there, it, with the sink,
Jeff?
Nah, I just, yeah, I'll go like that.
So you head over to the generator?
Yeah.
Stealth.
I don't think I have stealth, by the way. What is the skill?
I think it's coordination. Pulse reaction.
Okay, you took that armor off.
Still don't have the skill.
And then what's the skill called?
It's called stealth.
A three.
Okay.
I could possibly get up to a six, but really made a lot of difference.
Well, four will make a difference.
I'll make get a four.
Okay. You turn the corner. You see the door to the generator. In front of the door.
With a bunch of guards around.
The guards.
Me and three guards. No, we're playing bridge.
Guards are big at bridge.
Four hearts.
More space, and it's suddenly gone. So it opens the window. You see relatively clean operating center.
Mm-hmm.
Big chair. There is a Tom sitting in the chair, distracted. There is obviously a couple of wild ones there.
Okay.
One looks like it's some sort of doctor, he's got white seems to be doing something with some equipment. There's also a Ronwin.
Okay.
Something
under.
Okay. It looks like it's probably a.
It's Yard.
Well, yes, it is, but I don't know if you put them in. You haven't seen it in a while.
Who's Yard?
So, make a.
They're kidding. Yard is Ronwin, Brad, and granddaughter or something.
Make an intellect.
And when she went back in time.
Four.
Okay.
A lot of.
Yeah, so you recognize her, you know, she's always looking at her. She's a former leader who wants to spell out the floor.
Yeah, whatever.
What adventure she was in? She took
the little transport
device, and then he shot her ship.
Yeah.
She's
my arch nemesis.
There are also two robbers.
Okay.
Why the heck did she open that door curtain?
Yeah.
I almost brought Peter into it.
Now you've had it.
So, you're watching the scene. Oh, danger roll, I suppose.
Should there be a danger
roll as she was doing this in the curtains?
Did you see them?
You've got a bad feeling about this.
Now I roll up.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, that's dangerous.
13.
Okay,
collapse to the floor, hugging your head.
Someone could, like, you feel that someone's
sneaking up on me.
Come through the door.
Okay.
Like, in about 1 minute.
If only you had a gun.
Yeah, if only.
Oh, you didn't pick it up?
No.
I grab a hypo spray or something.
Well, I kill myself.
You yeah, look at behind the door.
The communicator might be your
yes.
I'm about to be killed.
So you're to the hospital. Okay.
The and I go for cover.
To Ronald and into his first in, firing wildly. They hit the nurse.
Ow!
You take cover behind, you know, one of the consoles. Dave, you go around the corner.
Yeah.
And you see two muggles. My car is degenerating. Well, actually, not two muggles. Two like normal guards.
Okay.
It's outside the degenerating. You like the body? You walk me kind of confidently?
I'll walk like I'm in some sort of pain.
Okay. One of them will see you. The other one's kind of annoying you.
Okay. I'll ask.
Close.
I plan to shoot them. And I plan to block them. So they are definitely guarding this door?
Yeah.
And is that the door where the generator is?
Is that the generator of the. Yeah.
Hmm. So, I'll ask the one, I'll tell him I'm not doing so good, I need to get some sort of, you know, more clothing. I mean, is it down like that, and that, or where can I go?
He points back, go back.
When he turns his head, I shoot ball roll.
No, he puts points back where you are.
Okay. I'll shoot both of them.
Okay. That's what you think I can use.
Yep.
Oh, it's fine. Well, listen, we'll do it fine. Okay. So you draw first and make them do shoot both. What about... Oh, okay, actually. You have to ask. You should give.
Which is small unit tactics. Coordination plus reaction plus an extra wild die plus small unit tactics.
Well,
okay, you're first. So, Donald, what are you going to do? You hit the communicator.
Hit the communicator. Say, Romney was in the hospital.
Okay.
Stop. Oh, and then we hear the shooting.
Oh, it's an hospital. Ah! Once you want to see us dramatically.
Yeah, about operating room instead of hospital.
Okay. Operating room. Romulans on the planet.
So, Major, what's her name? I say, what's her name here?
Touching ours.
Well, she's got a Paris.
On the bright side,
cool, Karis.
That explains why I was firing up these men. We're no standing here. Finally, my excuse.
Do you shoot them both?
Yeah, I'll shoot each one once.
I grab the guards and start trying to run toward Donald's position.
Actually, Donald, make you communication roll. Personal communication.
Can't. It's busted. She's here going.
That was a good
one.
Four.
What was the exact message?
What's your name is in the operating room?
So what? We just still in the operating room
with Paris.
With Paris.
Lots of guards.
Bring them. Bring them.
Yeah. So, four. Paris.
Four, huh? Okay. You get a really staticky communicator signal. you think it's crystal?
French heritage, damn frogs.
I'm going to try and grab the tricorder and...
Oh, and you think you hear like a sort of disruptor blast.
Oh, I'll do it. I'm going to try and get the tricorder and see if I can figure out where she is and then head there.
First of all, the tricorder. If you're shooting both,
yeah.
Go ahead and roll.
Okay. So, I have multitasking, which means I get a negative one, right? What's my base to hit them?
Just roll.
Oh, okay. What do I roll?
Coordination plus dexterity.
Okay.
And then add your skill.
Nine. And 14.
Okay. You hit them both, and you are...
Oh, they're relatively big?
Yeah.
All right.
So roll damage on the first guy.
This plus four. I could still kill him.
Oh, you have six dice, yeah.
Yeah. So 10, 24 plus 6, 30. Oh no, plus 4,
28. Okay, so you look down, the second guard, you get a good hit, plus 5 to die down.
That's all I need.
I have to exceed about 40 or you might kill him.
Okay, 10, 20. 27 plus 4, 31.
Bill.